Thanks, Chris. Can you hear me? It's great to be here and to read Jimmy's words. He's obviously been a friend to all of us, and he's had an impact on all of us in ways that I'm sure we could sit here all night teasing out. He was that kind of a character. I mean, he was a genuine character. And because all friends of Jimmy have countless phone messages from him that we can't bring ourselves to erase. I mean, even when he was alive, I probably have dozens and dozens of phone messages from Jimmy. And some I've never played, like the one I'm about to play now. So let's see what happens. Wait a minute. It's silent. How can that be? Ooh. This stunt is going the wrong direction. Well, let me try another one. What is going on? Okay, let's try this one. Well, maybe they just delete themselves after a while? Oh, I thought I had a treasure here. Oh. Oh. It's really low. You won't be able to hear it. All right. Well, this don't almost work. Let me go to something that he actually wrote down. I'm going to try to do this with Jimmy's voice in my head. So I'm going to try to emulate those rhythms that sort of this is warning to the young officers. Sometimes you just gotta shoot a poem in your arm. Verb, non, sound, metaphors, rhyme, beat, a fix, need of the rush. A sax crying and a smoky bar, stirring a walnut brandy. Looking into the mirror, remembering becoming the note of a sad horn. Hunting for a vein, spiking the arm. Earlier that day, having met two young officers, wide-eyed, young of oath, not yet hearing the hiss, let alone seeing the fangs. And if you could tell them, run, run away fast, run to the mountains, hide in a cave, live on berries and nuts, awake with the morning song of sun. Hurry before it's too late. Run into the ocean. Spend your life walking the sand and feel the caress of salt wind. Feel the song of gulls. But run away, young officers. Your eyes will see much over the years, no matter how the buttons line straight, no matter how you part your hair, no matter the polish of the badge, your eyes will find pain. And you will see broken people, hear the unspeakable, there will be less reason than reason itself. Your heart will pound. You will find fear, wounds of courage, justice shadowed by the unjust. Darkness will follow. You will one day have to pick up broken pieces. You will find God's cloak. And sometimes you will lose your grip on God, your soul asking, why? Again, why? But in truth, you will stay, as so many before you have stayed. Years will turn and tatter, but in time, perhaps, you will come to terms with honor. But the rub, you've been warned, and the choice was yours. The irony of the lie, to call it fate. As for the broken pieces that you have gathered, keep them. They belong to you. Jimmy's poems, thank you. The serendipity of reading a poem like this on a day like this for the burial of Officer Calvin Hall is not lost on us. If Jimmy were here today, he would have spent today at that funeral. He would have paid his respects, and he would have probably written a poem, and he probably would remember this one, because this is a poem that actually has that elasticity. It fits in life. It touches real life. It's a poem that's gonna lodge itself in people's throats and hearts, and people are gonna remember it. That's what I loved about Jimmy's poems. They had a resonance that was, immediate. You didn't have to like guess at it. You didn't have to sort of like politely kind of tease out something. The images were there. And I think that's why I like listening to him. I mean, sometimes we jump in Jimmy's truck and we drive around some neighborhood, and I always felt weirdly like I was riding shotgun with some cop sometimes, because we would go to some bad neighborhoods and he would start pointing things out. And I was thinking, well, I know what these folks think of me then. They think I'm his partner and they think that this is some cop. Yeah, he used to be. But he was an undercover cop. When he was a cop, most of the time he was pretending not to be a cop. So it was sort of the irony of that, the irony of the situations Jimmy created. He was always trying to sort of introduce me to something that he figured I didn't know about. And I loved him for that. I mean, he always, always was looking out for me. I'm gonna read another Jimmy poem. And this one, I think thanks for picking this one, Chris. This is one of Jimmy's greatest hits. I think I've seen several people actually read this one. So I think that, this one is called 13 Ways to Look at a Boxer. Again, I gotta get Jimmy's voice. Like blackbirds, I know them all. Among the sound of skipping rope and the swivel of the speed bag. One, they had shot Deedle in the chest and he died in the dirty hall of the building that housed the poor. His mother's cries. Two, we were of three minds, Charlie, the judge and his lawyer, and I forgot the boy that was beaten to death, his head crushed with a cement block. 3. It was on a Sunday after a Steelers game that Andre went to Ace and Deuce Bar. He bumped into a man who waited outside and later shot Andre in the throat. And one through and through the heart, and one through the heart for extra measure. A man is sometimes one with his earth. Scattershot a 17-year boy in the back of his head. He called it self-defense and is serving time in a state pen. 5. Beauty of inflection or innuendos. Lorenzo beat his grandmother to death with a baseball bat. His lawyer tried to say it was because he was punch drunk. 6. Trace anything you want in the shadows. Little Mike took a tire iron to a guy. 7. Johnny never looks for the images, imagines of golden birds. He was there when they shot the guy 4 times in his gut. Says he was just at the wrong place, at the wrong time, like blackbirds at your feet. 8. Lucid and inescapable rhythms. Joe was picked as the outstanding boxer of the gloves, and later that night killed a boy because he came short with the crack money. 9. Ray, he shot a boy in the head on a baseball field. 100 spectators and nobody saw nothing as the blackbird flew out of sight. 10. Bawds of Euphony crying sharply. 1. The champ was shot by a cop. 2. He later shot his girl and a bullet fell out of her bra. 3. He was also there when his best friend stabbed a guy to death, calling it self-defense. But I know the truth. It was because of re-rocking cocaine. 11. Fear piercing. Sir John is serving time for heroin. The street says he has 2 bodies under his belt. And for revenge, they shot his mother in the back. 12. River is moving. Jerry's son overdosed next to a fat whore. She stole his money. The dope man still sells drugs. 13. It was evening far into the afternoon. I remember Donnie shooting himself in the heart. I called his body while Brother Grew tried to stop the bleeding. And the sound of the swivel bag and the skipping rope is deafening as the blackbird flies. And that is the Gospel of Jimmy Savetic. Just want to say, you know, what all you folks do as poets, I mean, you who self-consciously wear the term and bravely, you know, I just want to say that I don't think that there is any artist in any genre who is as brave as a poet. because you're naked. All you have are your words. I mean, a novelist, a painter, musician, they have all sorts of things to fall back on to distract you, so forth. But a real poet, I mean, someone who's really good at this, all you have is your spirit and your individual genius, and understanding that out here, we in the audience, we have bullshit detectors, and you're going up against that. Comedians don't even have that kind of courage. And I just want to say that I can never go to a comedy club because I find comedy excruciating. I can't stand to see people fail like that. But I love poetry readings because even in failure, there is just so much, what's the word I'm looking for? That word that means like your heart is lifted up. Edification. There's edification. There's there are going to be images and juxtapositions and things that are going to take me out of myself. And that's an incredible gift. That's like mysticism. And the fact that you have the courage to do that or attempt that, it's unbelievable to me. I would never do anything that silly. That's crazy. So congratulations. You're God's fools. Thank you.